ang kumpanyang Crown ang pinakamalaking developer ng mga tahanan sa Australia. Sinabi ng kanyang punong ehekutibo, Iwan Sunito, na nakikita niyang hindi mababawasan ang interes mula sa ibang bansa.
The foreign demand is still constant and we're seeing that into the new job that we're launching, the number of foreign buyers is still constantly the same.
Ayon kay Ginoong Sunito, 30% ng kanilang negosyo ay mula sa mamimiling banyaga.
And that is kind of a policy that is adopted by Crown Group, but also the banks is actually insisting that there is certain percentages of numbers that have to be met to meet the funding requirement. In terms of international buyers, there's no doubt that the biggest numbers will have to be from China. Second for us is Indonesia, thirdly is from Singapore for us.
Ang mga mamimiling Chino ay humahanap ng magkakaibang portfolio sa kanilang pagbili ng mga ari-arian sa ibang bansa dahil ang presyo ng kanilang mga bahay at lupa sa China ay patuloy na nagiging masyadong mahal. Ang karaniwang presyo ng isang bagong bahay sa 70 syudad sa China ay tumaas ng mahigit sa 9% nitong nakalipas na taon. Subalit sa ilang lugar kagaya ng Shenzhen, ang presyo ay tumaas ng mahigit sa 37%. Si Charles Pitar, ang punong ehekutibo ng international property investment website na Chino, ang juwai.com, na umaakit ng 2 milyong na ibang bisita bawat buwan.
40% of those are looking at the US, so that is our biggest market. Australia is not far behind, around 35%, but look, Canada, the UK, certain parts of Europe, Dubai, there are a number of countries in between as well, but 3 biggest markets are those.
Sinabi ni Ginoong Pitar na ang interes ay patuloy na lumalaki.
We've seen a significant increase. Certainly the trend over the last few years has been increasing, but even in the last 12 months, we've seen an increase of around 15% of inquiries into Australia.
Melbourne ang tinitingnan ng husto, kasunod ng Sydney, Brisbane at Adelaide, at pagkatapos ay Gold Coast sa Queensland. Sinabi ni Charles Pitar na hindi palaging tumitingin ang mga mamimili sa mga bahay na may mataas na presyo.
Most popular is between $500,000 US and $1.5 million US. That's 70% of our audience, which I think is interesting because there is a perception, I think, in Australia that it is Chinese coming and buying very, very super expensive properties. It's not really the case.
Itinagdag niya na karamihan sa mga binibiling bahay ay para sa kanilang mga anak.
Roughly 50% of the inquiries we get globally are connected with education. So it's a long-term trend. And this is something that is culturally, the Chinese do want their kids educated internationally. Yes, they want them to come back to China with that Western education and the Western connections, but it's a very long-term trend.
Ayon na din kay Ginoong Pitar, malimit na hindi gumagamit ng utang sa bangko ang mga mamimiling Chino.
70% of the audience we deal with are paying in cash. So they've saved over at least one generation a significant amount of cash. And so realistically, yeah, they're not looking for financing.
Ito ay isang pananaw na napansin ng developer kagaya ni Iwan Sunito ng Crown.
Across the last 20 years, I mean, our buyers have always had access to local banks. Now the fact that local banks are not there anymore, but the local banks are only, the book value of local banks to that they lend to offshore buyers is only 1-3%, right? So it's actually quite tiny. The foreign buyers have always had access to international banks, global banks, and also their own local banks. So typically they got access to Chinese banks, Singaporean bank, Malaysian bank, Indonesian banks, and also the big groups like the Citibank and the like. The second one is actually cash buyer. Now, typically we had about 15-20% do pay cash. And the rest could actually pay cash if they need to.
Sa ngayon, sinabi ng punong ekonomistang Tom Orlick ng Bloomberg China na kayang sustenahan ng China ang mga binibiling ari-arian.
We had a lot of stimulus from the end of 2015 into early 2016. That's now passing through to the economy. Based on our estimates, growth in the start of the third quarter is comfortably inside the government's 6.5-7% range. Of course, there are challenges to address. Credit risks, property overbuilding.
Nag-iwan ito sa mga eksperto at developers kagaya ni Ginoong Sunito na kumbinsihin ng mga Australiano tungkol sa benepisyo ng banyagang puhunan.
It's important for us to keep sending a message to the foreign buyers because we spend a lot of money to bring them here. Come on, study here. Come and invest here. Come and invest in a house and then the next step is invest in the business, right? It is important for us to send a message of more red carpet rather than red tape.
SBS.
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 This is SBS Radio.